Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
OC adds Fab Lab Camp. OA News at OAOA.com. New to the Odessa College summer camp scene this year is the Fab Academy at the Fab Lab on campus. Adriana Moreno is the director of the Fab Lab, and Danielle Collins is the assistant director. The camp will be two separate weeks, June 7 to 10 and July 12 to 15, and hours will be 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Spots are limited, and the age range is 12 to 15. Each day, we're actually going to be taking them through learning the equipment and also making something with the equipment. So, for example, we'll start day one on our 3D printers. We'll show them 3D modeling and the process of setting up their prototype to print. Then day two, we have them working on the laser engravers. Day three would be showing them how to program circuits, as well as some soldering. And then day four, we have them working on our ShopBot area, which is our CNC router. Meanwhile, they're working on one big project that culminates at the end of the week, Moreno said. The work will be displayed for a month in a gallery, either in the lab or at the Phillips Golf Gallery in Sedate Hall, Collins said. Moreno said this would give the youngsters a chance to try out some areas of interest that might be in the STEM fields. We hope to start introducing them to coming to college, and really cultivating that college-going culture is something that we hope to do with this specific age range, Moreno added. The lab is open to not only students and employees, but the whole Permian Basin community. So when we introduce camps to this specific age group, they start being able to really wrap their mind around some of the different technology that they might see in the workplace eventually, once they potentially graduate high school or college, Moreno said. And here they get to really have a lot of hands-on activities and learn skills that they can then use in the workplace. So we want to start them young. We really want to be a funnel for specific degree pathways and really provide those opportunities to students, Moreno said. She added that she and Collins enjoy working with students. We really want this space to be not just for traditional college age, but we want to see little ones all the way up, Moreno said. Moreno and Collins are a brand new team. Moreno started February 15th and Collins started March 15th. Moreno said she came over from the testing center and was initially splitting her time between the Fab Lab and testing center. Collins was the lead laboratory technician at University of Texas Permian Basin over the art department. In that position, she took care of all the art labs, including the wood shop, metal shop, welding, sculpture, ceramics, printmaking, and many other areas. For Moreno, who has been at OC for 6 years, it was a chance to use her creativity and to help people bring their projects to life. I also really enjoy interacting with people, so I was excited to work with students and the community members to experience and interact with people on so many different levels. There's an aspect to teaching in the Fab Lab as well, she said. Collins first became familiar with the Fab Lab at its opening and worked with the previous director, Cedric Bliming. Moreno said they have their plans in place and are working on registration and getting the word out. I'm really excited for the kids to come in, excited because usually when you have kids come in for a summer camp that they're excited about, they bring in all these new ideas and ways of looking at things and ways that they grasp concepts and apply what you teach them to what they're doing. It's always really fun to see their understanding of things and then how they incorporate that with the background they already have, Collins said. The lab reopened March 15th after being closed due to COVID. on the net, tinurl.com/y9w8j5t6. Odessa College offers community rappelling days. OA News at OAOA.com. The Odessa College Community Rappelling Days begin this month. The inaugural promotion day is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friday at the Odessa College Safety Training Center and the OC Rappel Tower. The introductory course provides the basic knowledge and skills required for beginner-level rope rappelling. Through a combination of classroom education and actual rappelling exercises, attendees can develop teamwork, communication, group encouragement, and support. A news release said OC has never offered a class like this before. All participants will receive a classroom briefing, general technique overview, and basic equipment training at the Odessa College Safety Training Center, then move to the state-certified Odessa College Fire EMS Technology Training Rappel Tower, where they will perform actual rappelling techniques under the hands-on supervision of the course instructor, the release said. Some qualifying prerequisites exist, which are: all participants must be at least 18 years of age, all participants must sign an OC liability waiver, all participants must weigh between 130 pounds and 310 pounds. All participants must also be able to leisurely walk up and down 3 flights of stairs, perhaps multiple times, though not in succession. All participants must be able to demonstrate that they are not fearful of being in an open outdoor environment, approximately 50 feet above the ground, while equipped with state-of-the-art safety gear and under the direct supervision of an instructor. For more information or to register, contact 432-335-6580 or email conted@odessa.edu. Virtual meeting to focus on new Pecos Relief Route study. OA News at OAOA.com. Pecos. A press release from the Texas Department of Transportation detailed that a virtual public meeting has been scheduled in regard to a new Pecos Relief Route study. The virtual meeting will reportedly begin Wednesday and end June 11th. Following the 2019 Pecos Truck Route study prepared by Reeves County, TxDOT will advance and further refine a relief route for U.S. Highway 285 around the east side of Pecos, the press release stated. This proposed relief route would help long-term mobility, connectivity, and safety needs on U.S. 285 for local and through traffic. The project is still reportedly in the early phases of a multi-phased process, and refinements to the route will occur. No decisions have been made about the route's final location. TxDOT requests input on mobility and safety needs, as well as considerations within the study area. The virtual public meeting webpage will be available by noon Wednesday and feature various maps and exhibits for public review and comment in a virtual room, the press release stated. The public may submit comments by email, PecosReliefRoute@gmail.com. Mail, Atkins, Attention Pecos Relief Route, 11801 Domain Boulevard, Suite 500, Austin, Texas, 78758. Or online, www.txdot.gov, keyword search Pecos Relief Route. Comments must be received or postmarked by June 11th to be included in the official record of this virtual public meeting. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. Death Notice. Jose Dolores Valenzuela, Odessa. Jose Dolores Valenzuela, 62, of Odessa, died Monday, May 17, 2021, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Wednesday, May 26, 2021, at the Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021, Education section. Midland ISD distributes books to all pre-K students. Midland ISD's Special Services Department distributed book packs filled with age-appropriate books to more than 750 pre-K students district-wide. Each book pack included five books tailored to the student's reading level and instructional language, Spanish or English. The book packs will also include a journal, postcard, colored pencils, and activities related to the books to promote comprehension skills. The purpose of the program is to develop each student's interest in books and keep them reading during the summer months. The program also encourages families to spend time reading together and developing a love of learning. Young Women's Leadership Academy student headed to 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Hard work, a competitive spirit, and a love for reading are paying off for one student at MISD's Young Women's Leadership Academy. Over the course of 13 rounds, Swetha Jayakumar outspelled her competition from across the region at the Reporter-Telegram Regional Spelling Bee and walked away with the title. Jayakumar, a sixth grader at YWLA, will represent Midland at the Scripps National Spelling Bee, where she will vie for the championship trophy. Jay Srinivasan, Jayakumar's father, sees the difference that his daughter's participation in the spelling bee and her attendance at YWLA has made. "I'm incredibly grateful to YWLA. These girls are the game changers. Leadership is not just the name of the school. They are really developing leaders by encouraging them in all areas." While the competition is sure to be fierce, Jayakumar is up for the challenge. In fact, the most difficult words are her favorite. A particularly memorable one, Zugswang. She believes the unexpected pronunciation, Zugsavning, and the definition, a situation in which the obligation to make a move in chess is a serious disadvantage, makes this lesser-known word especially fun to spell. An avid reader, Jayakumar was provided an additional incentive by her father, the next in the series of Harry Potter books, as a reward for the long hours she put into studying in preparation for the regional spelling bee. This champion speller also happens to be a well-rounded student, musician, dancer, and budding scientist, interests she is able to cultivate at YWLA. Jayakumar credits her teachers at YWLA with making her first year enjoyable and successful. "The staff is my favorite thing about the school. The teachers, principal, and staff have always been welcoming, understanding, and supportive of my interests." This year's regional champions will compete virtually in three rounds before advancing to the finals on July 8th in Orlando. To watch Jayakumar, who is speller number 164, compete live in the first round, tune in to ESPN3 on June 12th from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Education Briefs. The Dean's List. University of Utah, Spring 2021. Cassie Dobler of Midland is a theater BFA major and earned a GPA of 3.5 or higher in at least 12 graded credit hours to qualify. Southern New Hampshire University, winter 2021. Rebecca Wooden, Christopher Franklin, and Krista Bryant of Midland, full-time students who have earned a minimum grade point average of 3.5 to 3.7, are named to the Dean's List. South Plains College, Spring 2021, Eric Dominguez and Hunter Gideon of Midland. Belmont University, Spring 2021, Caitlin Walker of Midland. Eligibility is based on a minimum course load of 12 hours and a quality grade point average of 3.5 with no grade below a C. Dean's Honor Roll, Abilene Christian University, Spring 2021. Bika Condor, Senior Majoring in Art. Stephen Truitt, Senior Majoring in History. Katie Wall, Sophomore Majoring in English Teaching. A.J. Brown, Senior Majoring in Management. Luke Shepard, Senior Majoring in Management. Emma Damon, Sophomore Majoring in Bible and Ministry. Keisha Stark, Sophomore Majoring in Health and Human Performance. Andy Shepard, Sophomore Majoring in Nutrition. Abby Claire Brown, a Senior Majoring in Nursing. Gold Egot, a Sophomore Majoring in Nursing. Lauren Hughes, a Senior Majoring in Nursing. To qualify for the Honor Roll, students must be registered for 12 or more credit hours and earn a GPA of 3.6 or higher. Provost Honor Roll, Midwestern State University, Spring 2021. Chelsea Chapel, a theater major from Midwestern State. A student who completes 12 hours in one semester with a grade point average of 3.75 to 4.0 and no grade lower than C will be included on the Provost Honor Roll. National Honor Society, Angelo State University, 2021 academic year. Katie Von Naren of Midland, inducted to the Order of the Sword and Shield. She is a Global Security Studies major. To be eligible, undergraduate students must have at least a 3.25 GPA, and graduate students must have at least a 3.5. Students are inducted by invitation and only after recommendation by at least two faculty members. Philip 66 Scholarship, Midland High's Blake Deliger, is among 49 high school seniors across the nation who will each receive $16,000 college scholarships from the Phillips 66 Department Scholarship Program. The competitive program is open to outstanding college-bound students whose parents work for Phillips 66 and certain of its subsidiary companies. Blake is the son of employee Lisa Deliger. Odessan graduates from Navy, Gregory G.J. Nelson II of Odessa successfully completed 4 years of challenging academic, physical, and professional military training, graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy with a Bachelor of Science degree in Quantitative Economics and Chinese, and a commission as a U.S. Marine Corps Second Lieutenant. Nelson, a native of Midland and graduate of Permian High School, was a member of the track team, the Finance and Investment Club, the Midshipman Black Studies Club, and the Semper Fi Society. Midlander, part of West Texas A&M Study. Christian Campos, a sophomore environmental science major from Midland, was one of the West Texas A&M University students participating in an extreme heat study at Paladura Canyon State Park. Heat-related illness among hikers and other visitors is a common experience each summer in the canyon, where temperatures can soar more than 12 degrees higher than in Amarillo or Canyon. Funding for the project comes from a collaborative $15,000 grant from the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research for West Texas and National Weather Service Amarillo. Participating students are from Midland, Canyon, Splendora, Amarillo, Farwell, Vega, Findlay, Ohio, Ayacucho, Peru.
COVID vaccine and antibiotic interactions. Dear Dr. Roach, we've been very interested in your advice about possible interactions between the COVID vaccines and certain medications or treatments. What about the effect of antibiotics on vaccine effectiveness? I was given 10 days of Bactrim for a recurring infection several days after receiving my first Pfizer shot, and then told to switch to a stronger antibiotic, Augmentin, for 10 days, about the same time as my second Pfizer shot. Could those antibiotics have reduced the effect of my vaccines? SK. Answer. No. Antibiotics should not interfere with the effectiveness of any of the available COVID vaccines. I generally recommend that a person who is feeling very unwell due to bacterial infection postpone vaccination, if only because the combination of vaccine side effects on top of systemic infection would be unpleasant indeed. But if you are generally well and have no fever, the vaccine is safe to give, with high effectiveness and low risk of serious side effects. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Hello, this is Michael reading Dear Abby for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. Musician in multiple bands complicates scheduling. Dear Abby, I am in a rock band with some friends. All of us are in our 50s and 60s. We've been playing together for the last 3 years. Last year, our bass player joined another band while staying in ours because another friend was in it. But they broke up because of COVID. Now that music venues are opening up again, he has joined yet another group. I'm a loyal guy, and it bothers me that he doesn't seem as loyal to our band. He says he can easily do both, but for me it causes booking issues because the other band will be blocking out dates that we might be able to book. I see no other conflicts. He even asked if I was interested in joining the other band too, because he figured that if he can't be in two places at once, it might as well be both of us. Should we cut our losses and replace him? Loyalty is really important to us. Rocking On in Texas. Dear Rocking On, because you feel that loyalty is paramount and your friend may have scheduling conflicts because of his participation with the other bands, yes, he should be replaced with a musician you can rely on. Dear Abby, I have a friend who feels a need to correct the behavior of others by writing letters. There are not too many businesses around town that haven't received one of her letters, and no doubt others in her circle of friends have too. After a misunderstanding for which I apologized, I received one of them. Because she lacks understanding or the ability to forgive, a vitriolic diatribe came my way. In her letter, she related past unfortunate, in her opinion, ill behaviors on my part for which I should be ashamed. Then she ended a friendship we had for many years without trying to mend the relationship. This is very hurtful for me, and I'm sure for others. How does one respond, if at all, to something like this? Suffering in Michigan. Dear Suffering, one does not respond. One copes by recognizing that the only person this unhappy woman is punishing is herself, as her circle of friends diminishes and businesses around town no longer welcome her. Dear Abby, my wife recently asked me if she could take off her wedding ring in favor of wearing her mother's, which is much larger than the one I gave her. I regard it as a lack of respect for our marriage, which has been under a lot of stress for a long time. No affairs. I also view it as symbolic of how much she has financially sacrificed being married to me. What do you think? Wondering in the East. I think you should tell your wife it would hurt you deeply if she follows through, and why. I also think the time has come for the two of you to talk about what is stressing your marriage with a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. You have a quick wit and a fabulous imagination. You are caring and compassionate, and you have an organized, analytical mind. You have a strong sense of justice. Your year ahead will be wonderful because now you will begin to reap the benefit of your previous actions in the past 9 years. Expect kudos and applause. You will also exercise more power this year. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. Relations with others are passionate and intense. Something might occur that actually has a therapeutic effect on your relationship by releasing hidden energies that might have weakened the ties between you. Tonight, learn something new. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Today, you will do whatever you can to get at the true meaning of your feelings for a partner, spouse, or close friend. You want to get to the bottom of things. You want to bring things to the surface so you can deal with them. Is that you, Siggy? Oh, yes, Freud was a Taurus. Tonight, expect a favor. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. You'll find it rewarding to get down to basics to improve something today. This could be related to your health or about your job. You want to tidy up things so you feel better organized and more on top of your game. Tonight, enjoy good times with others. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. Romance is passionate today. This is because passions are running high. When talking to others, you will want to experience life at a profound level, nothing superficial. Superficial is for other people. Today, you are special. Tonight, your health is vigorous. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. It will please you to tidy up at home today. Make changes, especially short-term changes like cleaning, repairing, and reorganizing things. At least get everything in neat, tidy piles. Note, if you put out fresh flowers, you don't have to dust. Tonight, socialize and schmooze. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 3 stars. You might be obsessed about something today to the point that you lose track of everything else. If you can channel this focus of concentration, you will get a lot done. If you can't channel it, you are at its mercy. Tonight, entertain at home. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 4 stars. Show me the money. Your thoughts about your possessions and your earnings are not casual today. You have specific ideas about what you want to do with what you own. You definitely want to make it work for you. Tonight, you feel optimistic. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 4 stars. Today, the moon is in your sign, dancing with your ruler, Pluto, which triggers a love of mysteries in you. You will enjoy reading a good mystery novel or delving into anything that is mysterious or hidden. You see the subtext of things. Tonight, trust your money-making ideas. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 4 stars. You want to withdraw from the busyness of the world around you so you can explore hidden knowledge or look for deep answers about who you really are. It feels like this is a kind of day where if you look hard enough, you will find something. Tonight, you're happy. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 3 stars. If you're talking to a friend today, you want to get right down to the nitty-gritty of things. You want to know what really makes this friendship tick. What are the variables at play? What needs do you each feel for each other? Tonight, life feels secure. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 3 stars. Because you are prone to obsessive-compulsive thinking today, tread carefully when dealing with bosses, parents, or the police. It is in your best interest to be more open-minded and receptive to what they have to say. Tonight, socialize with friends. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. Today, you are curious about hidden knowledge and attracted to information about astrology, psychology, supernatural phenomena, and anything that explores the unknown. You want the big answers to the big questions. Like, what's the best volumizing shampoo? Tonight, VIPs like you. Astrologer Georgia Nichols.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.